Media hype: Rita Wilson saying extreme chloroquine side effects were vertigo and nausea. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 14, 2020. Actress Rita Wilson recently shared the experience that she and her husband Tom Hanks had with the Chinese coronavirus in an interview with CBS Gayle King, saying she had extreme side effects from after taking chloroquine. The media by honing in on the actress' comments about the chloroquine, the slightly more toxic anti-malarial drug related to hydroxychloroquine. "They gave me chloroquine," said Wilson, "and I know people have been talking about this drug. But I can only tell you that I don't know if the drug worked or if it was just time for the fever to break. But my fever did break, but the chloroquine had such extreme side effects." The actress went on to reference the so-called extreme side effects, which she said were nausea and vertigo from chloroquine. Watch below. "I was completely nauseous, and I had vertigo," said Wilson. "I could not walk and my muscles felt very weak. I think people have to be very considerate about that drug. We don't really know if it's helpful for this case." The media took Wilson's comments and ran with them. We're talking wall-to-wall coverage. Specifically, they focused on the actress' comments about chloroquine, the slightly more toxic anti-malarial drug related to hydroxychloroquine, which is the drug that was touted by President Trump and then lambasted by the media. Hydroxychloroquine is being widely used to treat the Chinese coronavirus. Wilson may have taken hydroxychloroquine, but she told Gayle King she took chloroquine and had extreme side effects. While much is still up for debate, some who have fallen victim to the Chinese coronavirus praised hydroxychloroquine, suggesting that it is a life-saving drug. Still, everything is anecdotal at this point. Meanwhile, South Dakota has decided to launch a statewide clinical trial of hydroxychloroquine as a potential treatment of the Chinese virus, according to the state's Governor Kristi Noem, who made the announcement on Monday. President Trump also met with recovered coronavirus patients at the White House on Tuesday, including State Representative Karen Whitsitt of Michigan, who credited the president for her treatment with hydroxychloroquine. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo and on Instagram.